Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. This month, we're in the middle of our second annual Halloween Spooktacular special. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. And we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, all your furniture is made of human bones, or all the walls in your home are made of human skin.
So I'm just going to put this out there. There's already a big positive in this whole human skin thing.
Oh, what's the...
Wow.
It means that we have walls.
Oh.
Huh?
That...
Oh, because you guys are remodeling your...
For the rest of our lives. Why not just make it happen real quick, like with the snap of our fingers, by having our walls covered with human skin?
So this is
okay. I have questions.
I mean, yeah, Joshua.
Whose skin and whose bones are these?
That's a really good question. Just random. Just a bunch of randos.
Just random. I don't get to pick.
You don't get to pick.
I'm not like rubbing my ass on the bones of my enemies.
You are.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you have enemies?
No. I don't.
like that level of enemies?
Joshua's
I actually don't have any enemies. I'm a fairly amiable guy.
He has a couple of enemies.
What?
One is lactose.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
Two is his entire digestive system.
Yeah, I am my own worst enemy.
When it meets lactose.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
in particular,
lactose doesn't have bones or skin, so it does not apply.
I see.
Yeah, so the bones, they're not gonna be clean. They're gonna be dirty bones. They're gonna have like remnants of flesh and shit on them.
I can't
flesh
clean them.
Do you mean shit specifically or just stuff?
That is a fair question given our topic list. I just mean gross stuff, not actual shit.
And I cannot clean them.
You can try, but. Because think about like a couch, it's gonna be made of like so many bones, and you can't really take it apart. Otherwise, you just have a pile of bones. So I mean, you can like superficially clean it, but you can't really clean it. And then the human skin, it's gonna bleed if you put anything up on the walls.
Okay, so
next question,
because it's spooky.
That's fine. Our house is very poorly decorated, so it's not a big deal. We don't have art. That's hilarious. Continue.
Joshua, you had a question.
For flat surfaces, are the bones of the table tops as well, or is there something flat I can put on top of them?
Ooh, that's a good question. No, it's bones.
And can they be milled in a way so they're flat?
No.
Or could we, like, take a sander to them?
I mean, you can, but no.
How many times a day will I start listening to the song Them Bones by Alice in Chains as I have been inspired by my furniture?
Hopefully zero.
Every... All the time.
Nope. No Alice in Chains in our house.
In fact, I'm thinking, just to make it worse for Joshua, that song... emanates from all the furniture.
You should at least give us like the whole album. I mean, come on, he's gonna hate it just as much.
I mean, of the four 90s big Seattle bands, they were tied for my least favorite.
I love those guys, or you know, like the remaining guys.
They were tied with Soundgarden.
Oh, see, they're topsies for me as well.
Oh,
so
see, those
you're
who
saying
are bottomsies.
Pearl Jam is at the top, and then who else?
No, Nirvana's at the top.
Nirvana?
Pearl Jam is second, and then probably Soundgarden's third, and Alice in Chains is fourth.
So you gotta flip that shit, and then flip Alice in Chains and Soundgarden, and we're there. But anyway,
this is super riveting. Probably gonna edit it out of this episode.
I think you should continue. All right, so we got some bone furniture. So we got some gross skin on the walls.
Yeah.
I mean, is it just look like just skin, or is it have like there's belly buttons, there's nose, nostrils, like you
there's
can tell
totally,
it was someone's face that was
you
peeled,
can absolutely
like
the tell there's nipples. There's nipples in places. There's like nostril holes. There's yeah, and it's like it's kind of stretched. So like everyone's like you'll like somewhere there'll be like a face, and it kind of looks like it's screaming.
I kind of like that. Okay.
It's just like, now I'm a wall and I'm really upset about it. I do not consent.
Is that a new Alice in Chains song?
Okay, question. Question.
Yeah.
On the skin rooms.
Skin rooms.
When I'm in my skin room. I know it's random, but can I choose, like, this room is only made of a person with this color skin. Like, can I try to match things?
Wow.
I'm thinking of the decorations.
I mean, you know what?
I'm in white people room.
Sure, you can choose to have segregated rooms.
Oh,
hey,
God.
I might not have segregated rooms. Okay, I might have an accent wall.
I want a Caucasian accent wall.
Oh no.
I really like the freckles on this one. Can I just make this the whole wall? And it's like patchwork. Oh, and it's like sewn together creepy
well,
style.
Yeah. Well,
like Leatherface creepy style.
I mean,
if it's,
I'm not
if it's gonna be
this
sewn
to be like...
together, then it doesn't matter what I just asked, because it's gonna look like shit either way.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
I'm
gonna,
not expecting
it's gonna look
like
super
vegetable
creepy.
Tanned, like you
yeah.
know. Like yeah, you can really see the grain on this one. Like it's not God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this part's suede. Like,
can we put anything on the skin that doesn't pierce it? Like, can we stain it? Can we lacquer it?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't... Well, you can't lacquer it. You can stain it.
And we can't paint
it? No. No painting.
Okay.
No putting wallpaper up over it. Nothing that covers it up or... puts a layer of something between you and the skin.
So I could vegetable tan it if I had those skills.
Well, it's already going to be... I'm thinking it's already going to be cured. Like, it's... Otherwise,
well, yeah,
it would just kind of
like,
rot and
I
fall
use,
apart.
I could use dyes or whatever.
So I can't cure chicken skin and stretch it out and put it on top of my human skin wall?
I mean, you,
some skin on
you
skin
can.
Action?
You can as, like, decoration.
Oh,
you know, you could put a... Like, you could frame it or just, like, put a thumbtack up and, like, this is my art.
But
this
then
is
it's
my
gonna
chicken
be all bloody,
art.
Though, because you put a hole in the wall.
Yeah, and then it'll bleed.
How much is it
going to
bleed?
The wall will bleed.
Josh was just going to be like, arise, chicken, arise.
Arise, chicken.
How much is it going to bleed?
It's gonna bleed as much as it would on a human.
Oh, so not much at all, then, if you just prick your finger.
Yeah, but if the thing is still, like, it won't heal as long as it's still in there.
Wait,
so it's just going to continuously bleed.
Does it depend on where you prick it also?
Ooh,
like if I happen question. To hit a skin that was over an artery, like, is it going to just...
Oh,
no, that's gosh. Too that's too difficult. No, I'm just going to leave it that, like, it's just uniformly, like, it's basically like your house is alive and it bleeds when you damage it, and it's made of skin.
It's only gonna bleed though, right?
It's only gonna bleed.
Okay,
it's only gonna bleed.
That's fine.
I did toy around with the idea of it would scream every time you like put a nail in or anything, but that seemed too far. Yeah, so what are you guys thinking, Danielle? Do you have a
you know,
are you leaning?
I'll be honest, like, knowing that the bones are going to be, like, encrusted with little bits of human flesh and such.
Yeah.
I mean...
But they can be cleaned.
But they can be cleaned.
I thought he said... Oh, I thought you said they can't
No, he just
cleaned.
Said they'd be hard to clean because there's so many nooks and crannies and...
Oh, that's
yeah.
fine. That's what bleach is for. Okay, that just changes the game for me. Somebody else talk. Let me think about this.
Okay, so on one hand, I'm thinking bone furniture is not going to be super comfortable, right? And it's not going to be really easy to use. and there's going to be like flesh and stuff hanging off it, so it's probably going to rot and smell bad. On the other hand, skin walls, not great, like just to be surrounded by skin that bleeds when you damage it.
But the skin walls are cured, so they will not rot.
Right. Yeah. Which, I mean, but you're still, there's still going to be a smell, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, you're just surrounded by leather, basically, like human leather. Like, that's got to have a smell. I don't know.
It's just one of my many smells.
Can we put cushions on our bone couch?
I'm gonna say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you can have pillows. Not, you can't, like, put a bunch of, like, full-size cushions on
there.
Can
we have dirty pillows?
Okay, so I can put pillows on my couch. Wow. I can't put, like, a glass tabletop on my table.
No. No, you're eating off the bones.
My mind's made up.
Well, I can put a plate on it.
Yeah.
I'm not eating like...
It's going to be all lumpy and crooked. You can use some bone china. But,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's going back to our discussion of Seattle music. It's a song by Mother Love Bone. But other than that, I'm chock full of moxie today.
Yeah.
I have decided what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, shit. Fill us in, please.
I'm doing bone furniture. And the reason why is because you can survive without furniture. But it's very difficult to survive without walls.
That's true. You know what? That's true. That's true. You could survive without furniture. You could just have no furniture.
But
I just have no furniture.
Would you do that?
If my furniture would be made from human bones.
So, okay. if you opt to have no furniture and then you bring in something like, say, a milk carton or a milk crate, does it just turn into something that's made of bone?
Turns to bones.
Okay.
I just wouldn't have furniture. I'd be
furnitureless. Yeah, you can't bring in furniture after you've gotten rid of all the bone furniture.
Yeah, that's kind of not fair. Like, I'm going to rip all these skin walls down and put up some proper gypsum board. That's not really
okay.
the way that it
okay,
works.
Okay, so you're going to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Your clothes is just going to be in neat piles on the floor.
That's not much different than the way we have it now.
They can hang in the closet.
I guess so.
I hang stuff.
Right? That's not furniture.
That's not furniture.
Yeah.
You'll have no couch.
That's cool. I'll sit on the floor.
Your television will be on the floor with you.
Yeah. It'll be just like when I was first on my own in my own apartment. The first apartment I ever had when I was like 19 years old living by myself, it was tremendous. It was like 850 square feet, which is really, really big when you're single and you don't own anything.
I was about to say, that's tiny, but okay.
Yeah, but like when you're single and you literally, you don't own anything except for dishes and clothes. I slept on a blanket on the ground. I didn't have a couch. I used milk crates, but honestly, if I hadn't used milk crates as a makeshift TV stand, it probably would have been the same. It was just empty. The whole place is just fucking empty.
Yeah.
Except for my closet and my bathroom, and I had, you know, dishes.
Sure.
So.
Do you remember Danielle?
I do remember Danielle. She's beautiful.
Do you remember when I was in college, around finals time, we went to one of my classmates' apartments? I'm not going to say his name.
I'm not sure. What was the situation, though? Lay it on me.
This guy, he had some stock in Microsoft that his parents got him, so it was worth like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
And so he cashed out a very small amount and rented an apartment for 6 months just to do his final.
Yes!
And we went to went to his house, and he had this like three-bedroom apartment, and all that was in it was a drafting table, a pile of paper, some pencils, a monitor where he could review the work he was doing, a pull-up bar, and, like, a stack of gun magazines.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the gun magazines,
like,
right?
Nothing else. It was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
We've seen him recently, and he hasn't killed anybody yet, as far as we know, and it's been like 15 years,
He got himself a wife as well, which is alarming at best.
That sounds like a dude that would intentionally choose the skin walls.
Yeah, he's what we call an American terrorist, no But yeah, there were piles of gun magazines. That will be the thing that always I'll always remember about anonymous college friend.
Interesting. Yeah. So, Danielle, you're bone furniture.
Bone furniture like a boss, just, but I'm
And you're just going to get rid of furniture.
I'm just going to be on the floor always.
Yeah, you know, that's not a terrible idea. Joshua, what are you thinking?
Bone furniture, and I'm going to deck my house out with a bunch of furniture. I'm going to convince people that I'm the fucking Demon King.
I mean, you'd have to. So I'm thinking bone furniture, and I'm kind of with you, Josh, that like just lean into it. Like get a throne.
Yeah, exactly. Like I am fucking like Skeletor.
Like, right? Look, this isn't made of swords, so I won't cut myself.
Yeah. No. And like
am I gonna be arrested for either of these?
Probably not. No.
Only okay. Wait, well, probably not.
You won't be arrested. Because
if you said just like maybe or probably, then I'll do bone furniture and have no furniture.
People
are not cool with it, but you will not get arrested.
Well, yeah.
Like people you invite over are just like, what? And then they run away screaming. But you won't get arrested for it.
Bone furniture, 100%.
Yeah, I think bone furniture.
You lean also, into it.
Yeah.
Lean on it, whichever is
better. No, that's going to hurt.
What would you guys do with your cats, with your all your bone furniture? You'd have to get rid of them, right?
Well, clearly Joshua has a very different plan regarding furnishing our home, but I guess since we've had a previous discussion about I get this room and you get that room, the man cave that I have been granted will just be furnitureless.
I prefer to call it the hockey hole.
Yeah, the hockey hole actually would be pretty accurate. That sounds real dirty.
But anyway, does sound dirty.
I mean, in hockey, there is a thing called the five hole.
Yeah, it's fucking where the goal goes in. Anyway.
Oh my god. Can we not? Can we? Can we spend 10 minutes not talking about hockey?
Can we not shove the puck in the five hole?
Sometimes the puck just goes in the five hole. So
that sounds hella dirty.
I'm gonna like seductively lean on the inside of the doorway and say, "Hey, baby, come inside my hockey hole." Oh, that's poor Chris.
All right. I guess we're all agreed then.
Bonature.
Yeah, bonature. Exactly. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed bone furniture or human skin walls. Yeah. Which would you choose?
The boning.
You can email us. You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at @torpodcast or pop on by our Facebook page to say hello. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.